From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Paula Poundstone, Bobcat Goldthwait, and Faith Saley. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you so much, everybody. In just a minute, Carl takes his papal name, Pope Rimus II, in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, people everywhere are excited about the new Google Glasses that finally cracked the code of making glasses even nerdier. Where Google debuted another new product this week, what is it?
Google debuted another product. I don't know.
Well, they're called Nerd Jordans.
Oh, it's sneakers?
Sneakers that do what?
Sneakers that calculate.
No. Well, they have computers in them, but they let you know what they're thinking by doing what?
They talk.
Yes, they're talking shoes.
Oh, thank goodness.
They debuted the shoes. They debuted the shoes, which look like really ugly sneakers with, like, speakers on them, at South by Southwest this week. As soon as you put them on, they say things like, "Get your foot out of me!"
You're stepping
on me. My God,
why
was I given a tongue? They've been equipped with a speaker and an accelerometer and a pressure sensor, and when you're exercising, the Google shoes provide feedback on how you're doing. And they also say, "Ow, ow, 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 ow." Google is the first to have this technology in shoes, mostly because Nike didn't want their shoes to talk. "I was made by a malnourished child." Just as Google search became aware of your preferences, you know, you use Google to search for things and it knows who you are, the Google shoes become aware of your habits. So they say things like, "So you're going back for seconds again. Great." The shoes are like, "I have the worst job," and the talking underwear is like, "Wait." Bobcat, it is true that we eat more than our share of fatty and healthy foods, which makes us fatty.
Hey, why do I get this one?
No reason. You're just next on the list.
All right.
Turns out we're not alone. Turns out a new study found clogged arteries in a third of what?
Wow. Dogs.
No.
Cats?
No.
Monkeys?
No. I'll give you a hint. The unhealthiest one of all was King Bacon Common.
Pigs?
No.
Not daddies, but...
Mommies?
Ish.
Mommies-ish?
So, mommies?
Pretend you're English. Say it like you're English.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, Mom. Hello, Mom. Mees?
Mummies, yes.
Yeah. Suddenly, this was Pygmalion here.
It
was,
yes.
So wait a minute. Mummies have blocked arteries?
Yeah, apparently they've done this study of mummies not only in Egypt but around the world. It was in The Lancet, published online and on papyrus. And they found a third of all the mummies that they looked at had clogged arteries. They were just as unhealthy as we are, it turns out, even though they lived many thousands of years ago.
And they were not drinking large sodas.
It's true.
In your face, Boomer.
It turns out walk like an Egyptian means take a few steps and then start wheezing and have to sit down. Paula, more and more businesses are trying to reach out to women, and one company is making a big push to bring more females in the door. Who is it?
The Pope.
Nope.
Wants us to be part of the papal decision.
Nope. Well, there are a lot of women already in there, but they're working.
Oh, they're trying to get the... Oh, I thought that's what you were saying. Oh, they want more customers. I
yes.
thought you were saying as employees.
No, 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 no.
Oh, they want more customers.
Well, they can just tell the woman that the name is... It's all about owls. We just like owls.
Ooh. I'm totally lost.
I'm betting you've never been to one.
Oh, wait. Oh, yes, we go there on Mother's Day. Hooters?
Yes. Hooters. If you want to know what women want naturally, you talk to a group of Hooters restaurant executives. And here's what they're doing to bring in the ladies into their restaurants. Seriously, they're adding salads and putting in more windows and curtains around them. That's what they're doing, to bring in women. Yeah. So I'm trying to imagine
it's
a conversation.
It's like a magnet. That's
I'm
what
I'm trying
it
to
is.
Imagine this conversation somewhere in America. It's like, hey, sweetheart, I'm feeling a little hungry. Let's go to Hooters. And the woman says, is that the place where they dress young women in short shorts and tight tops? Well, yes. Do they have salads and nice curtains? Why, yes, they do. I'll grab my purse. Let's go.
Do they have? Are they bringing in male servers to attract
Well, that
women?
Was the thing. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, you fools. You don't
I love
to...
a man with a healthy rack.
Exactly. You do not try to bring women into Hooters. You set up a new chain restaurant. You do it in reverse. You have, like, the Beefcake Factory. P.F. Dongs.
Surely they'll play this on Pledge Week.
Absolutely. Yes.
Wow. I think, like, I never, the whole idea of Hooters is like, it's just, it's, I'm a monotasker. I mean, I certainly like women and I like fried food, but not at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. That combination is distracting.
It's
for
so
you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, look, sure. I'm 50. It's the food's going to win every time.